This is the reading for October 4th. Jeremiah chapter 49. This message is to the Ammonite people. This is what the Lord says. Do you think that Israel has no children? Do you think there is no one to take the land when the parents die? If that were true, why did Molech take Gad's land, and why did Molech's people settle in Gad's towns? The Lord says, the time will come when I will make Rabbah the capital city of the Ammonites. Hear the battle cry. It will become a hill covered with ruins, and the towns around it will be burned. Those people forced Israel out of that land, but now Israel will force them out, says the Lord. People in the town of Heshbon cry sadly because the town of Ai is destroyed. Those who live in Rabbah cry out, put on your rough cloth to show your sadness and cry loudly. Run here and there for safety inside the walls, because Molech will be taken captive and his priests and officers with him. You brag about your valleys and about the fruit in your valleys. You are like an unfaithful child who believes his treasures will save him. You think, who would attack me? I will soon bring terror on you from everyone around you, says the Lord God All-Powerful. You will all be forced to run away, and no one will be able to gather you. But the time will come when I will make good things happen to the Ammonites again, says the Lord. This message is to Edom. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Is there no more wisdom in the town of Teman? Can the wise men of Edom no longer give good advice? Have they lost their wisdom? You people living in the town of Dedan, run away and hide in deep caves, because I will bring disaster on the people of Esau. It is time for me to punish them. If workers came and picked the grapes from your vines, they would leave a few grapes behind. If robbers came at night, they would steal only enough for themselves. But I will strip Edom bare. I will find all their hiding places, so they will not be able to hide from me. The children, relatives, and neighbors will die, and Edom will be no more. Leave the orphans, and I will take care of them. Your widows also can trust in me. This is what the Lord says. Some people did not deserve to be punished, but they had to drink from the cup of suffering anyway. People of Edom, you deserve to be punished, so you will not escape punishment. You must certainly drink from the cup of suffering. The Lord says, I swear by my own name that the city of Bozrah will become a pile of ruins. People will be shocked by what happened there. They will insult that city and speak evil of it, and all the towns around it will become ruins forever. I have heard a message from the Lord. A messenger has been sent among the nations, saying, gather your armies to attack it. Get ready for battle. Soon I will make you the smallest of nations, and you will be greatly hated by everyone. Edom, you frightened other nations, but your pride has fooled you. You live in the hollow places of the cliff and control the high places of the hills. Even if you build your home as high as an eagle's nest, I will bring you down from there, says the Lord. Edom will be destroyed. People who pass by will be shocked to see the destroyed cities, and they will be amazed at all her injuries. Edom will be destroyed like the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and the towns around them, says the Lord. No one will live there. No one will stay in Edom. Like a lion coming up from the thick bushes near the Jordan River to attack a strong pen for sheep, I will suddenly chase Edom from its land. Who is the one I have chosen to do this? There is no one like me. No one can take me to court. None of their leaders can stand up against me. So listen to what the Lord has planned to do against Edom. Listen to what he has decided to do to the people in the town of Teman. He will surely drag away the young ones of Edom. Their hometowns will surely be shocked at what happens to them. At the sound of Edom's fall, the earth will shake. Their cry will be heard all the way to the Red Sea. The Lord is like an eagle swooping down and spreading its wings over the city of Bozrah. At that time, Edom's soldiers will become very frightened, like a woman having a baby. This message is to the city of Damascus. The towns of Hamath and Arpad are put to shame because they have heard bad news. They are discouraged. They are troubled like the tossing sea. The city of Damascus has become weak. The people want to run away. They are ready to panic. The people feel pain and suffering like a woman giving birth to a baby. Damascus was a city of my joy. Why have the people not left that famous city yet? Surely the young men will die in the city squares, and all her soldiers will be killed at that time, says the Lord All-Powerful. I will set fire to the walls of Damascus, and it will completely burn the strong cities of King Ben-Hadad. This message is to the tribe of Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated. This is what the Lord says, go and attack the people of Kedar and destroy the people of the east. Their tents and flocks will be taken away. Their belongings will be carried off. Their tents, all their goods, and their camels. Men will shout to them, terror on every side. Run away quickly, people in Hazor, find a good place to hide, says the Lord. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has made plans against you and wants to defeat you. Get up, attack the nation that is comfortable, that is sure no one will defeat it, says the Lord. It does not have gates or fences to protect it. Its people live alone. The enemy will steal their camels and their large herds of cattle as war prizes. I will scatter the people who cut their hair short to every part of the earth, and I will bring disaster on them from everywhere, says the Lord. The city of Hazor will become a home for wild dogs. It will be an empty desert forever. No one will live there, and no one will stay in it. Soon after Zedekiah became king of Judah, the Lord spoke this word to Jeremiah the prophet. This message is to the nation of Elam. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. I will soon break Elam's bow, its greatest strength. I will bring the four winds against Elam from the four corners of the sky. I will scatter its people everywhere the four winds blow. Its captives will go to every nation. I will terrify Elam in front of their enemies who want to destroy them. I will bring disaster to Elam and show them how angry I am, says the Lord. I will send a sword to chase Elam until I have killed them all. I will set up my throne in Elam to show that I am king, and I will destroy its king and its officers, says the Lord. But I will make good things happen to Elam again in the future, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 50. This is the message the Lord spoke to Babylon and the Babylonian people through Jeremiah the prophet. Announce this to the nations. Lift up a banner and tell them. Speak the whole message and say, Babylon will be captured. The god Baal will be put to shame, and the god Marduk will be afraid. Babylon's gods will be put to shame, and her idols will be afraid. A nation from the north will attack Babylon and make it live like an empty desert. No one will live there. Both people and animals will run away. The Lord says, at that time the people of Israel and Judah will come together. They will cry and look for the Lord their God. Those people will ask how to go to Jerusalem and will start in that direction. They will come and join themselves to the Lord. They will make an agreement with Him that will last forever, an agreement that will never be forgotten. My people have been like lost sheep. Their leaders have led them in the wrong way and made them wander around in the mountains and hills. They forgot where their resting place was. Whoever saw my people hurt them, and those enemies said, "We did nothing wrong." Those people sinned against the Lord, their true resting place, the God their fathers trusted. Run away from Babylon and leave the land of the Babylonians. Be like the goats that lead the flock. I will soon bring against Babylon many great nations from the north. They will take their places for war against it, and it will be captured by people from the north. Their arrows are like trained soldiers who do not return from war with empty hands. The enemy will take all the wealth from the Babylonians. Those enemy soldiers will get all they want, says the Lord. Babylon, you are excited and happy because you took my land. You dance around like a young cow in the grain. Your laughter is like the neighing of male horses. Your mother will be very ashamed. The woman who gave birth to you will be disgraced. Soon Babylonia will be the least important of all the nations. She will be an empty, dry desert. Because of the Lord's anger, no one will live there. She will be completely empty. Everyone who passes by Babylon will be shocked. They will shake their heads when they see all her injuries. Take your positions for war against Babylon, all you soldiers with bows. Shoot your arrows at Babylon. Do not save any of them, because Babylon has sinned against the Lord. Soldiers around Babylon, shout the war cry. Babylon has surrendered. Her towns have fallen and her walls have been torn down. The Lord is giving her people the punishment they deserve. You nations should give her what she deserves. Do to her what she has done to others. Don't let the people from Babylon plant their crops or gather the harvest. The soldiers treated their captives cruelly. Now let everyone go back home. Let everyone run to his own country. The people of Israel are like a flock of sheep that are scattered from being chased by lions. The first lion to eat them up was the king of Assyria. The last lion to crush their bones was Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So this is what the Lord All-Powerful, the God of Israel, says. I will punish the king of Babylon and his country as I punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring the people of Israel back to their own pasture. They will eat on Mount Carmel and in Bashan. They will eat and be full on the hills of Ephraim and Gilead. The Lord says, at that time people will try to find Israel's guilt, but there will be no guilt. People will try to find Judah's sins, but no sins will be found, because I will leave a few people alive from Israel and Judah, and I will forgive their sins. Attack the land of Marathaim. Attack the people who live in Pekod. Chase them, kill them, and completely destroy them. Do everything I commanded you, says the Lord. The noise of battle can be heard all over the country. It is the noise of much destruction. Babylon was the hammer of the whole earth, but how broken and shattered that hammer is now. It is truly the most ruined of all the nations. Babylon, I set a trap for you, and you were caught before you knew it. You fought against the Lord, so you were found and taken prisoner. The Lord has opened up his storeroom and brought out the weapons of his anger, because the Lord God All-Powerful has work to do in the land of the Babylonians. Come against Babylon from far away. Break open her storehouses of grain. Pile up her dead bodies like heaps of grain. Completely destroy Babylon and do not leave anyone alive. Kill all the young men in Babylon. Let them be killed like animals. How terrible it will be for them, because the time has come for their defeat. It is time for them to be punished. Listen to the people running to escape the country of Babylon. They are telling Jerusalem how the Lord our God is punishing Babylon as it deserves for destroying his temple. Call the archers to come against Babylon. Tell them to surround the city and let no one escape. Pay her back for what she has done. Do to her what she has done to other nations. Babylon acted with pride against the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. So her young men will be killed in her streets. All her soldiers will die on that day, says the Lord. Babylon, you are too proud, and I am against you, says the Lord God All-Powerful. The time has come for you to be punished. Proud Babylon will stumble and fall, and no one will help her get up. I will start a fire in her towns, and it will burn up everything around her. This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. The people of Israel and Judah are slaves. The enemy took them as prisoners and won't let them go. But God is strong and will buy them back. His name is the Lord All-Powerful. He will surely defend them with power so he can give rest to their land. But he will not give rest to those living in Babylon. The Lord says, let a sword kill the people living in Babylon and her officers and wise men. Let a sword kill her false prophets and they will become fools. Let a sword kill her warriors so they will be full of terror. Let a sword kill her horses and chariots and all the soldiers hired from other countries. Then they will be like frightened women. Let a sword attack her treasures so they will be taken away. Let a sword attack her water so they will be dried up. She is a land of idols, and the people go crazy with fear over them. Desert animals and hyenas will live there, and owls will live there, but no people will ever live there again. She will never be filled with people again. God completely destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the towns around them, says the Lord. In the same way, no people will live in Babylon, and no human being will stay there. Look, an army is coming from the north. A powerful nation and many kings are coming together from all around the world. Their armies have bows and spears. The soldiers are cruel and have no mercy. As the soldiers come riding on their horses, the sound is loud like the roaring sea. They stand in their places ready for battle. They are ready to attack you, city of Babylon. The king of Babylon heard about those armies, and he became helpless with fear. Distress has gripped him. His pain is like that of a woman giving birth to a baby. Like a lion coming up from the thick bushes near the Jordan River to attack a strong pen for sheep, I will suddenly chase the people of Babylon from their land. Who is the one I have chosen to do this? There is no one like me, no one who can take me to court. None of their leaders can stand up against me. So listen to what the Lord has planned to do against Babylon. Listen to what he has decided to do to the people in the city of Babylon. He will surely drag away the young ones of Babylon. Their hometowns will surely be shocked at what happens to them. At the sound of Babylon's capture, the earth will shake. People in all nations will hear Babylon's cry of distress. This is what the Lord says.